I have come to realize the extraordinary capacity for evil that all of us have. Because, you know, we've now had the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, and there have been revelations of horrendous atrocities that people have committed. Any and every one of us could have perpetrated those atrocities. The people who were perpetrators of the most gruesome things didn't have horns, didn't have tails. They were ordinary human beings like you and me. That's the one thing. Devastating. But the other, more exhilarating than anything that I have ever experienced, and something I hadn't expected, to discover that we have an extraordinary capacity for good. People who suffered untold misery, people who should have been riddled with bitterness, resentment, and anger, come to the commission and exhibit an extraordinary magnanimity, a nobility of spirit in their willingness to forgive. And you say, ha! Human beings actually are fundamentally good. Human beings are fundamentally good. The aberration, in fact, is the evil one. For God created us ultimately for God, for goodness, for laughter, for joy, for compassion, for caring.